This episode of the Gospel Coalition podcast is sponsored by Baker Books, presenting 50 Core Truths of the Christian Faith by Greg Allison, a book that collects clear teachings on the most important doctrines of Christianity in one resource. More information at bakerpublishinggroup.com. This is the Gospel Coalition podcast, where we seek to renew the contemporary church in the ancient gospel of Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Colin Hansen. Today's podcast is a roundtable discussion with David Paulison, John Onwuchekwa, and Jonathan Parnell on how to make a satisfactory apology.
This topic is a very practical topic having to do with relational conflict. And here's the question, I read it. It's when we have wronged someone, whether we meant to or not, what are the components of a satisfactory apology?
Sometimes I think the best way to define what is to start with what's not. So it may be helpful to start to talk through what are some of the worst apologies that y'all have heard before.
Yeah, faux apologies.
Okay. I'm sorry you're offended.
Right.
I'm sorry you feel bad. Or if I did something and, like you're so hypersensitive.
I'm sorry you have such thin skin that I can't be frank with you.
It's always the qualified apologies. Yeah. It's the ifs, the buts, the maybes. It's any time when we throw something in there to kind of soften the vulnerability that really we're asked to do when we're seeking forgiveness.
Here's another, a little more nuanced one. Please forgive me. Do you forgive me? Do you forget? Why aren't you forgiving me?
Right.
Where something is meant to be humble, it ends up going on the aggression really quickly.
And what? So you talk about that. Like what's behind that? When someone
because
I've never done that before. So
being a counselor, I've seen it all. The shoddiest excuses for apologies. I think some of that is when someone gets convicted that they've done wrong, but then they're real fearful, and so sin's really confusing. So I think people have a hard time doing a good apology, and we bumble around, and I do think it's one where clarity about the key elements really makes a big difference.
Sure. When you say clarity about the key elements, what do you mean?
One thing I think that brings a lot of light is, even in the way the question's phrased, I would say there's a difference between apologizing and asking forgiveness. And I tend to think, an apology is I'm sorry. I think I'm sorry is part of asking forgiveness. But just a simple apology is you bump somebody's arm in the line in the cafeteria, you spill their, I'm sorry, there's Coke spilled all over your clothes, I'm so sorry. That's an apology.
Yeah.
But if I really do something wrong, I can say I'm sorry, but I also ought to name what I did wrong. Right. That would be a starter. When I spoke to you in that tone of voice, that was wrong.
And that reminds me of C.S. Lewis and his essay on forgiveness, where he explains there's a difference between asking for forgiveness and asking to be excused. And that a lot of times when we mean to ask for forgiveness, we really just want it to be excused. Because there's a partial vulnerability, right? We want to, there's relational harm that we've done. There's things that we've done wrong. And we want to pretend we just bumped into someone, right, in the line. And actually, it requires that we put ourselves out there. We are vulnerable.
It's interesting in that, because there's another side to it, that there's a real common dynamic of, I'm sorry. I could even be sincere, I'm sorry for what I said to you. That's okay, as the response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's something in a real asking forgiveness where it's not okay. It's okay as an excuse.
Yeah.
And so if I say, Jonathan, my tone of voice was really out of line. The thing I said was hurtful. I'm so sorry I said that. Will you please forgive me? If you say that's okay, it's different than I do forgive you. Thanks for being straight. Thanks for...
Yeah, and I think that the request at the end, that actually brings closure to it, and that I'm asking you to forgive me. It's not me placing an obligation on you. It's saying, I have offended you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You do, you're justified in mm-hmm. being mad mm-hmm. at me. And so I'm not
or in the New Testament, I owe you a debt.
Yeah,
like right. in the way Jesus yeah. talks about forgiveness.
Yeah. And so I ask you to forgive me. And in that, I'm asking for a pardon, right? We own what we did wrong. I was wrong. There's not an excuse for what I did. What I did was inexcusable. There's got to be some type of regret. I really do feel bad because...
And that's the, I'm sorry, yeah. I feel sorrow, yeah. is the that part of that.
Yeah. So, and what that does is that affirms a dignity. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
You are worth feeling bad over.
Sure.
If I did something.
And that, and that's a, so think about, I mean, so that's a means to what end? Because I think sometimes when, you know, the most practice that I've had in apologies is relational conflict in marriage, yeah. right? And I
and
love
that's where you have to forgive your wife, right?
Oh man, if she were here, she loves this topic. But you know, but it's when I love harmony. I love it when we're great, and when there's I've done something, whether I meant to or not, that's kind of messed that up. A lot of times, I just want to get back to harmony, and so I can short circuit the real apology, and that's where the question comes: will you forgive me? Like, can we? Can we just tie, you know, can we tie the bow here and move on? Yeah.
And what's key in that, like I think of some really serious situations, like one of the spouses has been committing adultery for a number of months. They're remorse stricken. They've repented. They've sought God's forgiveness. They've done all this we're talking about to the Lord,
right.
acknowledging the wrong, grief stricken. Please forgive me. The Lord forgives them. Now the spouse is just finding out for the first time that they've been living a lie for the last 6 months. Mm-hmm. There's got to be time. And that's where I think what you're saying, like, I was wrong. I feel so bad about it. Please forgive me.
Yeah.
But it's a request.
Yeah.
It's not a demand. Because right. that spouse may take, now they may deal, they're dealing with feeling betrayed and why did I miss the cues and how maybe, yeah. Have I just been living a lie? We've been living a lie these last months, and so they need time to be able to yeah. honestly say, "I really do forgive you by the grace of God." You know, let's yeah. pray for both of us
yeah.
in that.
And God's word does command us to forgive. I think we err when we've wronged somebody. We ask for forgiveness, and then. When it takes time. Now we take the command in God's word that they have to forgive.
And you're throwing a command at them.
Enforce that you have to forgive. And that's true. But all of God's truth doesn't communicate as well at all times from you. So you need to.
Yeah, and that takes away the wonder of forgiveness because forgiveness is a radical idea.
It is.
That you have wronged someone and you're asking for them to pass over that, to absorb the wrong that you've done, not to pay you back. I mean, it is, and that's where in this topic, we can't help but think about the forgiveness that God has shown us in Christ, right? I mean, that's we have to come back to that.
And that's something that, you know, our question's phrased as horizontal,
yeah.
but if it starts vertical,
yeah.
then I'm actually in the humble place
yes.
that I can acknowledge what I did wrong. Mm-hmm. I can say I'm the sorrow. I can ask you to forgive me. And then I'm going to have the grace to let the process unfold there. That you may have a struggle with forgiving because I really have done something wrong.
And, one other thing that I think we're often told to put into an apology that may not be as helpful is ways that we're going to fix it. So it's a okay, I know I've done wrong. I'm sorry. Will you forgive me? And then we move quick to, here's what I'm going to do to make it up. Let me pay you back. And I, you know, love the story of the prodigal son where he rehearses, Father, I've sinned against you.
I've got the solution
there. Yeah, make me like your slave. And then by the time he goes to the dad, he interrupts and he's like, no, you're not going to pay me back. Forgiveness is not, we don't get it by paying God back, and I think, yeah, that's a grace that we have as Christians to show to one another.
Amen. Let it be.
Yeah, that's good.
You've been listening to the Gospel Coalition podcast. For more gospel-centered resources, visit thegospelcoalition.org. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Learn more and join us at tgc.org/donate.